Welcome to Candlelit Tarot, where I hope to give hope, guidance, uplift, and give advice. I'm your host, Dale Bester, and today's episode is going to be all about gaining control in your life, gaining control of situations, and just having more of a positive outlook on a lot of the things that happen in our lives, and just trying to look more on the brighter side of situations as well. So I'm very excited, as usual, to talk about these topics and see what the cards are going to reveal today, and just have a lot of good, fun energy as well. So today's episode is brought to you by the wonderful team of Anchor, the free way to make a podcast. And as usual, I love free things. Make sure to follow this podcast or subscribe, subscribe and follow it. So that way you'll know every time I post new episodes, which I typically post twice a week, sometimes three times a week to do a bonus episode, which is really fun. It's usually a shorter episode that's about 10 minutes or less, but typically I will post two episodes per week. Also, make sure to check out my other podcast that will be linked somewhere for you guys to click. It's called Over the Ear Chatter, and it's where I talk about music and just a lot of great details on a lot of wonderful artists that I have found. So I'm really excited to talk about a lot on that podcast. But back to this one. So let's get right into it. This is gaining control of your life situations, gaining control of your emotions. We're going to be getting into quite a few different cards, which I'm definitely excited to be looking at the artwork and seeing what pops into my head as I'm looking at every card. So first up, we have Judgment in Reverse. This card is about self-doubt and self-examination as well. So when wanting to gain control in your life situations, it's important to look at yourself first. Look at how you factor in situations. Has something happened, mainly because you're the cause of it? Is something disappointing you, but you could be the cause? Whatever the fact is of the situation, just look at yourself first and see how you fit into it. If it is something that is, genuinely about you, there's ways to just calmly look at yourself, think about how you can change your situation by getting rid of that self-doubt that you've been feeling, and just really look at yourself and understand that, the things that you're doing could be affecting other people in a certain way. Whatever the case is, looking at yourself deeper. Next up, we have the Ace of Swords. This card is all about victories and breakthroughs. So when it comes to gaining control of your life, gaining control of your situations, you're going to have a breakthrough in that space. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow or next week, but you will have a breakthrough. You will have a time where you feel like you truly have control of the things that you want. And for some, it might not last very long, but for others, it might. Who knows? It just depends on what it is that you're going through. Either way, there's going to be a breakthrough. You'll have that chance to feel that control, and you'll have that chance to sit back and see what it's really like to be in control and to feel that energy, because it's really something that can multiply. Once you feel a little bit of it, you're going to want to feel more control. It just depends on what your situation is and how you factor into that as well, especially after self-doubt and looking at yourself and, well, getting rid of that self-doubt, but examining yourself through your own eyes. Next up, we have the Emperor. The Emperor is all about structure and usually more of a father figure. This doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be, a fatherly figure that's going to give you advice, or a fatherly figure that's going to help you out of something. But in some situations, it could. For some of you, it could mean that, you're just speaking about something in general and your dad pops into your head, or he gives you a call or sends you a text. Whatever the case is, if that is the case, don't ignore calls from your dad. You know, it's something that could be important. Either way, pay attention to the structure of your life, okay? So when it comes to gaining control, the emperor is usually very, you know, just solid, a solid figure, somebody who already has control, somebody who already has it together as well. So if anything, try mimicking that behavior. What do they do to have it put together? What do they do to have a solid foundation? What are some things that they do that create this solid structure within their life to where they already pretty much have it put together, or at least it looks like it's put together? But what can you do to kind of mimic that and focus on that in your own life? Next up, we have the Knight of Pentacles. This card is usually about a routine. I feel like it goes hand in hand with the Emperor, definitely talking about solid structures and solid foundations and just knowing what you want and going after that as well. But the Knight of Pentacles representing routines and gaining control in your life may mean that you just need to set more of a routine for yourself. Maybe you just wake up whenever you want and just kind of go throughout the day, however it is you do, whatever the case is, creating more of a routine for yourself and understanding that that can really help benefit your life health-wise, mental-wise, physically, for sure. You know, you might just have more time to, you know, fit in going to the gym, or, you know, taking more time for yourself, writing in your journal, just sitting down and meditating, whatever the case is. It's important to set some sort of routine for yourself so that way you will have more time to do the things that you want. And that will also help you sit down and think about who you are as a person and the decisions that you've made and how you've gotten to this point in your life and how you can move further in a more positive situation. We also have the Devil. This is one of my favorite cards. This is all about materialistic things, usually temptations, giving into things. So this is always a beautiful, beautiful card. I have not seen a Devil card where I'm just like, that's, you know, kind of odd looking, but it just really depends on the deck. First of all, this deck is actually the White Newman deck and it's absolutely stunning. But the Devil represents temptations. When it comes to gaining control in your life, we've talked about self-examination. You know, this could also have to do with how do we eat, you know, what do we drink. You are what you eat, you are what you drink. Those things can be temptations as well. And you know, also overspending on certain things, focusing on materialistic things that don't necessarily serve us. They just serve a quick emotion that we may be feeling. You know, if we're feeling sad, we might splurge on something, but then later on, it literally serves no purpose and it just sits there. So focusing on what have you done lately that has just not really served you. If you have been doing a lot of that, you know, overspending or possibly overeating, then really focus on how you can stop doing those things. Before you make a purchase, think about how this is going to serve you later on, or if it's going to serve you at all. So just thinking about that in several different scenarios throughout your day. All right, next up we also have Ground and Center. This card is from the Everyday Witch Oracle. It's really beautifully done and it's kind of like the Everyday Witch Tarot, but like definitely with the same artwork and the same style, but just oracle, you know. So grounding and centering yourself, you're wanting to gain control in your life. It's important to go outside and breathe fresh air. Try not to be inside for too much. It can definitely be bad for you to just always be inside. It's important to get some fresh air and some sunlight and just enjoying what's around you. You know, noticing nature and paying attention to what color the leaves are, how the trees look, all of that can benefit you, you know, and it's also just really good for your brain too. But centering yourself as well, walking around outside barefoot and just really connecting with the earth, this can help you gain control of yourself. You know, you may be having a lot of thoughts just free thinking or whatever the case is, and you might come up with some really great ideas while you're outside just enjoying yourself without your phone and or without devices in general, and just connecting with Mother Nature. All right, next up we have Change and Progress. I feel like this card goes hand in hand with the Emperor and the Knight of Pentacles. The Emperor was talking about structures and solid foundations, and the Knight of Pentacles represents routines. So just figuring out what works best for you, figuring out what you like to do, and noticing how, okay, this doesn't work for me. You know, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning might not work for me, but definitely try it out. Try at least to do a solid 2 weeks of just changing your routine around, figuring out what works for you, and thinking about how much better you're making your life just by changing a few things throughout your day. We also have Tears of Joy and Sadness. So on this card, there's a woman looking in the mirror who is crying. The woman in the mirror is smiling, and the woman that's, it's pretty much her reflection. She's not smiling, but both women are crying. I feel like this is really good for understanding if you need to have a good cry, then it's important to do that, or just allow yourself to think freely without having any distractions around you. This could be in the shower, which is really a great place to, you know, focus on your own thoughts, but trying not to be overwhelming with your thoughts or be overwhelmed by your thoughts. Just letting yourself breathe and go through the motions, basically. Letting yourself understand that, hey, this is something that happened, but, you know, I'm still here. This does not break me as a person, and I'm going to continue going on. We're going to continue being strong human beings, and understanding that we all make mistakes and learn from them and live from them, and just figuring out how to move on. But this is going to help you gain control of who you are as well as your emotions. Next up we have Sword, Make the Change. On this card, this woman is actually cutting her hair with a sword. But I feel like that's not the message. They're not trying to tell you, oh, cut your hair off with a sword. No, the message is more of make the changes that need to be made in your life. It's funny that this card is a sword, because the swords represents your thoughts, your state of mind, and making plans, and just trying to build that solid foundation, and understanding that, you know, things happen for a reason, but we can make changes in our lives to make things better as well. All right, next up we have Thorns. Weave together the crown you deserve. So I feel like this card is more like create the life that you want, create the changes that you want. This whole reading is about gaining control of your life, but it also represents just a lot of changes that you'll go through while trying to get towards the control that you're craving. But it definitely just represents, you know, making a routine for yourself and sticking with it. Try not to have so much self-doubt. Try not to tell yourself, oh, I can't do this, or I can't achieve this. Every day you have a new opportunity to start fresh and opportunity to start over and really make just a lot of really great changes. So just why not be more on the positive side, especially if you know it's going to benefit you. If you speak positive things end up happening for you. Next up we have Tower, Unplug and Relax for a Spell. I feel like with this card, it represents just giving yourself a break. I feel like at least one of these cards comes up in just about every reading, regardless of what the topic is. It's important to give yourself a break, allow yourself to breathe, just have a mental have a mental moment for yourself, you know, whatever the case may be. If you need to just go take a drive or go take a walk, don't ignore those feelings. If that's something that pops into your head, then just go do it. It's something that's necessary for you. It's something that you need. And just allowing yourself to relax. You don't have to be on your phone in order to relax or anything like that. Just be within yourself and be comfortable within yourself, be comfortable with who you are. I feel like those are the things that can really help you gain control over your life or your situations, financial, whatever the case may be. Just allowing yourself to take a break and understand that it's okay to not be on your phone all the time. It's okay to do nothing and just be with yourself. And you know, you might learn a lot about yourself just by focusing on your thoughts and looking at yourself in a different way in the mirror and understanding that, you know, this is who you are and trying to just grow from that. All right, next up we have blessings. I love this card. This card actually comes out quite a bit, but when it comes to gaining control of your life and gaining control of who you are in general, I feel like blessings are going to come to you regardless. You know, this is something you might be focusing on or might not be focusing on. Whatever the case is, blessings are on their way to you. And the more you focus on yourself in a positive way, you're going to attract more positive things and more just luck to you as well. I feel like that's definitely something that will happen because you're just being the best version of yourself. So why can't more positive things happen to you? It does get better than this. But you also have to believe that it's going to get better. You can't just, you know, hope for it. You know, you have to truly believe that it's going to get better, and then you have to work towards it getting better. But it definitely takes a lot of work to create that. But as long as you set yourself a routine and focus on yourself and making a lot of changes throughout your day, this is going to benefit you in one of the best ways possible. Next up, we have boundaries. Setting boundaries for yourself, setting boundaries for other people. You know, if you feel like you're wasting your time with somebody, then be done. Just be done with it. If you feel like you are wasting your time at a job, be done. There's plenty of other places that will hire you because you're an amazing person. You work hard, you have a great work ethic, and that's what places want. That's what companies want. You know, they want a person that's going to work hard and be there on time. And that's something that you can achieve and accomplish. You know, you shouldn't have to put up with anything that you just don't want to deal with. So set those boundaries, you know, in relationships, in family, you know, anybody who's overbearing and just too much in your business, set those boundaries, be done with it. It's also going to help get rid of any headaches or stress that may be coming from that, or you know, anxiety, whatever the case is. You know, set those boundaries and understand that you're worth more than that, and that the feelings that you get from allowing your boundaries to be overcome by other people, you know, that's not something that you want to feel. You want to be done with that, and you need to allow yourself to speak up and tell those around you that, okay, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. All right. And lastly, we have clarity. I feel like this is a great card. There is like a mirror ball on this card. So I feel like for a lot of people, this may represent, you know, psychic abilities or just being more intuitive. Whatever the case is for you, gaining control and you know, looking at your life like it's a mirror, you know, that's something to pay attention to, self-examination, like we spoke about as well. But if that is something that you're wanting to do, you know, as far as with this card, there's a mirror ball on it, you know, just tuning in to more of your intuitive side, that is a great way to gain control of your life and gain control of your situations as well. Just allowing yourself to express how you feel through magic. It's really fun. It's really something that's awakening. It can make you feel more self-aware and just more in tune with yourself. And you get to know yourself on a whole different level whenever just exploring all things like manifestation and you know, just rituals and practices. There's a lot to learn about yourself and a lot to learn about, you know, history in general. But if that's something that you're interested in, then definitely check it out. But the clarity card, understanding that, you know, once you gain clarity of who you are, once you start, because it's definitely a long journey, or it can be a long journey, once you gain clarity of who you are and dealing with your day-to-day situations, that's going to help with your control. You know, things are going to be changing either way for you, because you're making these small daily changes. You know, they might be small steps, like taking the steps instead of an elevator, or whatever the case is, letting others go first in line, you know, whatever the case is. You know, small changes create big outcomes, and that's something that's going to help benefit you in the future. All right, so thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. I'm very excited for the next one. And before I go, please show some love to this podcast by subscribing or following, so that way you can know every time I upload. Stay tuned for the next episode. Until next time, I'm sending you all love and positivity. Bye.